Say.
Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Oh my goodness, I forgot I was going to do something. Let me get it. It's like, you're getting very sleepy. Hello, my friend. Maybe you are sleepy. Maybe you just got out of bed. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And why did I do that to you with my little pendulum? Well, because we're talking about the hypnotic power of habits today. Yes. So a lot of us are living on autopilot and we think we want freedom and we think that we make decisions, but a lot of us are just going on habit, which is very different, right? And it can be a good thing. It can be a good thing. Routines are a good thing. I'm not saying that we're doing anything wrong. Right. And I'm saying that sometimes they can cause us to be not the way we want to be. So this came to me the other day because I was in a hurry and I was rushing down to the subway. And I always get on the subway going in the same direction. And this day I was supposed to go in the other direction. And I ran into the subway and the subway was there and I got on and it started moving and I heard the next stop that it was going to hit and I went, oh my goodness, I'm going the wrong way. I was already late for whatever I needed to get to. I was probably meeting someone, but it was just so habitual for me to go that way on the subway that I hadn't done the intentional paying attention of which way do I want to go today? And if you think about that, you know, we get so used to certain things being a certain way that we fall into this habit. And then when something goes wrong, we go, oh, whoa, I just, and you didn't make a mistake. I just made a different choice and probably would have been useful. So we can also get a weird feeling when something's not, the way it always is. So I went recently out to a club. Yes, I went dancing. And I didn't feel like taking my purse. So I didn't take my purse. I just had what I needed in my pockets. And then every, you know, few minutes I'd go, oh, where's my purse? Because I was so used to having my purse hanging on me. And if you're a female, you're probably used to this. Like you just have this like ingrained, where's my purse? It's just this subconscious reaching for it. So these habits come and it feels weird when we're making changes. And these are two things to really pay attention to. It's like I'm living out of habit. I've created habits for a reason. I'm not saying that they're bad. You know, they just become something that we constantly do. And when I'm trying to change something, it feels a bit weird because the habit is so natural. It's like the things that we do that we're not paying attention. So they are routines, yes. But they're also a little bit deeper than that. And they create our normalcy for us, right? They create this sense of everything's fine. Everything's just ticking along the way it's supposed to. But at the same time, sometimes they just make life too automatic. So we might miss the signs from the universe of something potentially different, or we might miss that we keep doing something that's actually keeping us from this idea of freedom, peace, happiness, joy, whatever it is that we see as our ultimate goal. And starting to pay attention to that is when we can really start to use our intentions. So we do this. So habits become kind of invisible, right? Until we start paying attention to them. When we start paying attention to them, then they can't, their invisibility cloak comes off. We can see them. Now, they do make us efficient, and we are wired to do this, right? We're wired to do this because think about it. If you had to, every time you wanted to do something, you had to think about, I'm going to take a step, I'm going to take a step, I'm going to take a step, like walking. When you were first learning to walk, you concentrated on what that was. And then once you figured it out, it can just happen by itself. And if you're old enough to know how to drive a standard transmission, you've probably heard me say this before. My car has a standard transmission. When I was first learning to drive a standard, there's a lot of things going on. You push this pedal, you let this pedal, you do this pedal, you move the little gear shift. Now, I don't think about when to shift or how to shift. It just becomes naturally. And the reason that we do this is actually biological because it takes a lot of energy. Like your brain is the biggest user of energy in your body. Imagine if you could just think your way thin. But maybe that's some other podcast. But your brain uses a lot of energy. And when you're trying to learn something new and concentrate, you've probably noticed that when you're trying to learn something or you've been really intensely focusing on something, you haven't really been doing anything physically, but you feel tired. And that's your brain using lots of energy. Three in the tree or four on the floor, right? Yes, my dad had three in the tree. That's a hard one. Our standard transmission days. It's hard to get a standard transmission car now because everybody wants automatic. But anyway, so I digress. So our brains are wired so that once we've done this intense concentration work, figuring out how this works, how that works, how this works, how is this going to work, then it's created a little package of information. It's like, okay, here's your instruction manual. We don't need to keep reading it. We'll put it in the library. So now you don't have to think about it anymore. It just becomes natural, which is really good because if we had to concentrate that hard on everything that we do naturally, we'd get nothing done. Right? It's like, okay, I'm going to get up and walk across the room now. How do I do that again? But at the same time, it can create these little packets of information that can become outdated, right? It can become this outdated. I remember where I live now, it's probably only a few blocks from where I used to live 10 years ago. When I first moved here, I kept turning on the wrong street to go home for about a month. It took me a little while to say, Heather, you're not supposed to turn on this street. It's the next street. Oh, right. I moved. So even though I knew that I had moved, like I knew I've moved, I knew I don't live there anymore, but I had this pattern, this habitual pattern of where my turn is. So habits can override your intentions. And we know we want to go somewhere new. I wanted to go to my new house, but I kept habitually driving to my old house. And that can be, literal or metaphorical, right? I want a new life, but I keep driving towards my old life. It can happen in your relationships. I have seen people who, they end a relationship, which is good because it wasn't a healthy relationship. They wanted something new. They wanted someone who treated them differently, but then they went and dated the same person again. And they just repeated that same pattern because they didn't take some time to examine what it was that in the person, I'm not saying the person was bad or wrong, but something about the relationship with that interaction with that person didn't serve them. What was it in that relationship And this takes some work, so this is why we avoid it, because it takes some, takes brain calories. It's like, what is it about that relationship that wasn't working? How do I recognize that in future people so I can avoid that? Or that's just a familiar person you're drawn to, and you keep going into that relationship, even if you keep failing and you think it's you. Well, it is you. I'm sorry. I'm going to call it probably is you, because you probably keep picking the same person, and that's not the person you actually want. That's just the person you're used to. It can happen in work where you just keep accepting this. Oh my goodness. Keep accepting the same jobs. Keep accepting the same treatment. I'm not going to name names, but I know a couple of people who might be related to me, who keep changing, who kept, well, he's better now, kept changing jobs, and it's telling me why all these people were, not the greatest people to work for. I'm like, well, maybe it's you. We also have habits of people pleasing, the way we get used to. This is the, and this speaks again to that safety, safety over happiness. We have a tendency, this is one of my old tendencies, burnout. Push, 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 push. Not knowing that it's okay, or not feel, it doesn't feel normal to stop. It didn't feel normal to stop, even recently. I was just talking, my angel in the background today is Christine, by the way. So I was just talking to Christine about, for the past few weeks, I kept getting this nudge from the universe. This is, you need to just rest. You just need to rest. And of course, I'm like, but I have stuff to do, but I want stuff. I want to do stuff. And they're like, no, rest. And this is an interesting experiment for me to work on, because my very previous self, I know it is hard to rest, because we always know that there's more. We always feel that there's more, that we want to, there's things we want to do, there's experiences we want to have. And we always, I always feel like, I've always felt like there's like some kind of like invisible deadline that I've created for myself. The deadline is always looming. I think that's still just learned. It's just a learned thing. There's no actual deadline, When conflict comes up, is there a way that you tend to react? That's another way that habit shows up. Do you run away? Do you dig your heels in and become stubborn and fight just to prove that you're right? Even if you realize that you're wrong at some point, you don't know how to back off. Or do you just avoid? These are just habits. And when we stay in these routines, they could work for us. I mean, they obviously work for us for a little bit, for some period of time, right? They work for us for some period of time. Are they still working? This is what we want to look at. So what we want to look at, this hypnotic power that habit has over us to make us think that everything is fabulous and fine because it all feels normal. And it's almost like we've been lulled to sleep, Nothing to see here. Just breathe in and out. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. But inside, you might feel like, but I wanted something different. But I wanted to find a new partner or a new job, or I wanted to stop burning myself out. I want to feel good. I want to feel joyful. I want to feel peace. Whatever it is that you want, one of the places you're going to look is the habitual way that you operate in whatever area that is. And because we've created this habit of being us, yes, breaking the habit of being yourself, Joe Dispenza, right? Yes, he's like one of the big gurus right now on the habit of being yourself. Thanks, Christine. I forgot about that book. It's on my shelf back there. It served us for a period of time. And let's talk about what do you want now? And We can create a new hypnosis. You can actually hypnotize yourself. Did you know that? You can absolutely hypnotize yourself. That might come later. I don't know if I'm going to talk about if I'll get to that or not, but they do feel safe even when they're not helping. And that's what we're going to talk about because apparently we're going on a break. So while we're on our break, don't forget to pop over to your favorite platform. A 5-star review, 10 if you got it, 10 if you can do it, but I'll take 5. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow all those things that we do. This is Heather. We're on Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and I'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
We want to thrive. We absolutely want to thrive. Well, I do. Maybe I'm just assuming that you do. You can let me know if you don't. Right? I want to talk about why habits feel safe. And I want to talk about how I've been going through this strange period of resting for me. And so you know that if you've been listening, then I launched the Alignment Lab recently, the 30-day Alignment Lab, which is nothing about getting anything perfect. This is all about the experiment. And one of the things that we're practicing in the Alignment Lab is rest and saying no. And I'm practicing along with you because I'm not perfect. Oh my goodness, are you crazy? I'm not perfect at all. And I love the recognitions and the changes that come. So on that note, the next round of the Alignment Lab opens on April the 20th, and I absolutely invite you in to join us. You can go to illuminateyourworth.com. That's where all the good info is. That is also where the community is, where it's a free community where we just connect and chat with each other and support each other in our new practices of making changes of habits and resting. And when we're not feeling safe because habits feel safe, you can come to the community and say, I'm trying to do a thing, right? So come on down. It's only good people are allowed in my community, right? I've structured, go back and listen to the episode on creating your village. I'm creating my village that is supportive, welcoming, and holds you accountable to yourself. So habits, they do create familiarity. It makes you feel like life is normal. Even so, imagine that you're living somewhere that's in, or even in a circumstance, maybe your job feels unstable, maybe your home life feels unstable. Habits are what helps you ground yourself in. That doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong, right? This is one of our safety mechanisms to keep us safe. But sometimes they get stuck, you know, overworking to prove that you're worthy of love, or rushing to get something done because you're afraid that if you don't, something else is going to happen. Or we all have this habit right now, constantly checking your phone. That has become such a habit. If you leave your phone at home, you feel naked, right? I am old enough to remember life before the cell phone. In fact, I didn't get a cell phone until I moved to Toronto. I'm not so, a bunch of years ago, because I didn't really think I needed one. Or maybe you have a habit of saying yes to something before you've even paused to think about it. Like you can say yes. You don't always have to say no to things, but maybe you have the habit of saying yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Or shutting down if something feels uncomfortable, shutting it down just so you don't have to deal with it because maybe there's just too many other things going on. Or maybe you stay busy to avoid something. Guilty of that one too. So a lot of these things I recognize. I've done a bunch of these things, right? And your body learns patterns really fast. So a lot of these habits that we have get kind of planted in the body. So I've been teaching yoga over 20 years. How did that happen? I've been teaching yoga over 20 years. And I teach right now a fusion of yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong. I just kind of do a mashup. And my students laugh because every now and then I'll be saying one thing and my body is doing something else. I'm like, oh, apparently we're doing this right now. And it's because my body remembers moves that my brain forgets. And my body knows how to do things because it's been trained in these movements. So if you have these habits like picking up your phone, that's like a physical habit. Even smoking is a physical habit, right? It's like you reach for your purse, you reach for a snack, you drive that route on your way home. It's these rhythms. And when you start to change them, it feels a bit wonky, right? So this is kind of where your body has learned this pattern. It's your brain has been put to sleep through hypnosis. Do, 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 and your body's learned how to do these things. So, knowing that, we can actually use our bodies as this bridge to help us make some changes. So, think about mindless eating at the movie, popcorn, you're eating mindlessly just because you're not present to eating. Because your mind is doing something else. Or social media. Are you really paying attention when you're scrolling? I mean, right now the only really there's as a business person, a solopreneur, one of the things you always hear when you're because now, my algorithm is filled with how to make sure people find you is how to stop the scroll, stop the scroll. You know what stops the scroll for me? Cat foo. Cat kung fu. That's what I end up stopping and looking at. And I have no idea why I find cats doing kung fu so hilarious. But when I'm scrolling, that information is entering my brain, but I'm not really paying attention. Scrolling. It's like a soothing almost, And maybe we're just disconnecting from the stuff that we need to address or think about or do differently. Or what, I don't want to say useful, what would be more beneficial for me to be doing than scrolling? Maybe it's resting. Maybe it's talking to my husband. Maybe it's working on my latest art project. Maybe it's reading a cozy murder mystery, who knows? But we end up with this mindlessness of doing things. And it's not just about the thing that you're doing, but it's about potentially what is it that you're avoiding or not doing? Or is there a deeper absence, like there's an you aren't being present. It's like you've stepped away from your life for that moment when you're just being mindless. And habits aren't bad. Habits are good. I have a habit. Every Wednesday morning, I do a class called Body Pump, which is just choreographed weightlifting. And I get up Wednesday knowing that I'm gonna lift weights. It's a habit that I have. When I don't do it on a Wednesday, I feel like something's not quite right. You know, I feel like I've forgotten to do something. So habits are good, and we want to build the ones that are the serve us in the best way. It's unconscious habit that is the thing that costs us. So we're not demonizing habits. I am not demonizing habits. Let's just build ones that support you. And you know what? Habits reduce the decision fatigue, right? If I had to think every day how to get home from the office, which route do I take? Which is why I ended up always driving to my old house. It's fatiguing to constantly think about that. So you develop your route, and that's the one that you follow, and that's creates stability, and that's amazing. You can create habits that will help you build a life that you love, right? It's when they go unquestioned and they build this life that we didn't actually choose. I was listening to, oh my goodness, I can see the woman's face. I can't remember whether it was a podcast or something. This woman had was writing an article, could have been an article in Substack about how she was in her second marriage. She'd gotten divorced. It didn't work out. She'd gotten remarried. They'd moved to from the US to Canada. They'd had a child, and they were still, she was having problems. And she was standing in her kitchen looking out the window, wondering, how did I get here? If you've ever done that, where you've stood in anywhere, you know, where you've been at some point in your day and saying, how did my life get here? This isn't what I planned for my life. How did I get here? Habit probably took you to where you are. That does not mean that you have a prison sentence. Not at all. That just means you've suddenly gone, hold a minute. I took a wrong turn. I'm on the wrong street. So being on autopilot is costing you. It's costing you being present to your life. I mean, meditators have been waving the flag about this for, you know, a few thousand years about being present. Now, I will tell you, as a very long meditator, I've probably been meditating for like 25 years, longer than I've been teaching yoga. I started meditation first, which is kind of backwards for most people. But being present takes effort. So, am I present 24 hours a day? Hell no. But I try to be more present more often so that I can not live on autopilot, so I can find the joy, so I can be intentional in my choices, so I am connected to my physical body, this house that I live in that I love, so I can be creative, so I can get real rest. Which isn't just, I'm going to take a spa day. That's not real rest. So I can hear myself think. So, and if I've not been present through the day, one of the things that happens is when I go to bed, that's when my brain goes, okay, it's time to think. I'm like, I need to sleep now. No, we're going to think now. You didn't let us think all day. We're going to think now. So come on, you guys. So being present during your day and listening to yourself during the day will save you some time at night when your brain decides it's going to think. And when you change to notice things that are going on, you can notice the things that aren't aligned, and you can go, oh, that's how I ended up here. I'm going to change that, right? So you can miss your whole life while you're performing it. Maybe you're performing it efficiently. But are you performing it in the way you want intentionally? This is a bigger question. Efficiency is overrated. if you're trying to compare it to living, just living, just living. Oh, come on. So we're going to talk about how to interrupt. We're going to talk about how to interrupt this hypnotic power we have over ourselves that we've hypnotized ourselves. I'm just going to say it. We did it to ourselves. As the Buddha says, you are the cause of your own suffering. He might have said that. I feel like he did. Anyway, this is Heather. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll talk about the Buddha on another day. If you haven't had time to do your 5-star review, subscribe, like all those things, you can go do it now. Or pop over to the website and sign up for the Alignment Lab. You can help. You can start doing the experiments with us over there on the in the illuminateyourworth.com. We will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
I forgot to tell you earlier to come join us in the chat room. If you go to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com, you click chat room, there's a little box. You don't even have to put in your email. You don't even have to use your real name if you don't want. And you can come over and talk to Christine and I in the chat room. Christine's always leaving me comments in the background. You might as well come over too. How to interrupt the hypnotic power of your habits, right? This is what we want to talk about. So it's going to require just a little bit of effort on your part. And effort in a good way, because no one else is going to change your life for you. If you want something different from your life, you're going to have to do different things. And you're not going to be perfect. And it's not going to work perfectly the first time. You're not going to just say one day, oh, I've decided to, stop eating chocolate. I said that one time and it didn't work. Now there is a hypnotherapist that I know who he is a bit of a mindfulness type guru who lives in Sedona, and he does talk about how you just make a declaration and you can change a habit. But I think it takes a certain amount of presence and focus and determination. I'm not going to use willpower because that comes and goes, but it takes a determination. And you can go look at him if you want, Jim Fortin. I don't know if he still has it on his website, but things you can do for yourself. So if you have the habit of constantly looking at your phone, try thinking about when you go reaching for your phone, pause. Take a breath. Think about, do I really need to look at my phone right now, or is it just a habit? Or, this is an interesting one, and you might be able to catch yourself on this one. What do you usually do first thing in the morning? I'm not always completely awake when I get out of bed, and but I know that I'm going to do the same things. You get out of bed, I put on my slippers, I go to the bathroom, I go plug in the coffee pot. I don't drink coffee, but I take my husband coffee in bed. So I plug in the coffee pot, and then, there's all these things that are just don't think about. But if I wanted to change something, I'd have to start to pay attention to what my morning routine was. When you catch yourself, because you'll like, especially when you first start trying to change something, if it's your phone, because our phones are very, very addictive and they become a habit really quickly. If you catch yourself with your hand on your phone and you're looking at it, you're saying, "Oh my goodness, how did I do that?" So just pause for a minute and say, did I choose to do this, or is this just something that I've repeated out of habit? And then set an intention that next time you're going to catch yourself sooner. Eventually, you'll realize, oh, I don't actually need it. I, a few years ago, turned off every notification. No apps on my phone are allowed to notify me except for very specific ones because they are how my clients reach me. Some of my clients reach me completely through WhatsApp. And so they have access to me whenever they want. There's a good deal for you. go over to the eliminateyourworth.com. So I have that app. WhatsApp is allowed to contact me, but for the most part, most apps are not allowed to contact me just randomly. I intentionally go and check them. Think about when you eat. Because I know some people, I mean, quite a few people struggle with their weight. Do you do other things while you're eating? I used to eat at my desk all the time. I can't stop working to eat. Oh my goodness, are you crazy? I have so much to do. Well, if you stop to do nothing but eat, you will notice different things. You will notice that you actually probably get full faster, that you feel more satisfied. So, doing just pick one meal to eat without any distractions. Or if you have a habit of driving from here to there always the same way, pick a different route just to try something different. And one of the main things we're trying to do here is to just leave space, a little bit of space between the impulse to do something that we always do and the action that we take. So if you can just leave that little bit of space, that is where your awareness and intention can come in. They can come in really fast, right? And then you're going to notice what feels uncomfortable. If you decide to slow down for something, if you decide to rest, which is what I would have been doing for the last week or so, what feels uncomfortable? It's a very interesting process to take. And you might think that, I mean, my old brain still has some old programming, some old wiring, will say, well, that wasn't productive, was it? What, like you, but that ties to so many of our old narratives of you have to be produce something and be productive to be a worthy human being on the planet. Where did we get that programming from? So instead of all of this, let's just be curious. Let's let those old stories of things have to exist for a only have or only have value if they are productive, have purpose, have some kind of material worth. I feel like there's intrinsic worth in a lot of things, but material worth is not always as obvious because money isn't everything, We do need coin of the realm to have housing and food at this point, but I can remember I was at, when I rented my first art studio, my mother-in-law, who's a completely different generation, she passed away in her 90s last year. She said, "Well, what are you going to do with that?" I said, "Make art." She said, "Why?" because I want to. It's like it needed to have a purpose, have a reason, any material reason other than because it makes me feel good. We don't put a lot of worth into our feelings, but that is where life is. So you are not going to become perfect, and we don't want perfection. But I want you to be work on becoming present to the things that you are continually doing. And you may choose. This one is working for me. This one's great. I'm going to keep this one. Yay. Awesome. Let that autopilot continue. But you may choose, this one's not so good. This one's not working so much. So where in your life have you been doing something simply because you always do it? I can remember I was a manager at Nova Scotia Power, of all places. I was a manager in finance back in the day when I lived in Halifax, and I had a staff member who I had taken over a new department, and she'd been with the company for probably her whole career. You know, she was quite a bit older than me, and she had this report that she always did, and I'm looking at it, and you know, I'm the new kid. I was in my 30s, just a kid. I felt like this woman was old enough to be my mother. I was like, wow, I feel strange being her manager. But there I was doing my job. And there was this report that she always did, and she was showing it to me, and she was explaining it to me. And I was asking her questions. And one of my questions was, well, why are we doing it this way? And her answer was, because that's the way we've always done it. And of course, my young self, I think I was diplomatic when I kind of went, well, let's not do it this way anymore, because she was wasting her time. And just because you've always done something some way doesn't mean you have to keep doing it that way, right? You can change things. You're allowed to change things. You can think about where in your life are you on autopilot? Where do you just do things without thinking? This is going to take a little bit of practice. Maybe if it works for you, if it's something that aligns for you, is just having a little notebook with you. So when you notice something, you can write it down. Writing down things. I'm not a regular journaler in the, like, I need to write out all my thoughts and feelings continually, but I know some people, that's how they process, which is really effective for them. But you can have a little notebook just to write down, oh, I just noticed that I do this. Or I just noticed that you can have it as your like hypnotic habit note checklist. And every now and then go back to it and see, are you noticing it more and more? Because when you start to look for something is when you're going to be able to change it, because that's when you're going to notice it. It's like last, I think it was last week, I said, if how many white cars do you think there are? When you ask your brain a question, it's going to say, oh, look, I just saw another white car. So if you have a habit of always doing something in a certain way and you ask your brain, how many times do I do that? It's going to start to notice. And then you'll be aware of it. And then shifts can happen. So another thing to think about is what feels normal to you, but maybe isn't serving you. Maybe isn't the way you would prefer or be more beneficial for how you want to live. So, does it feel normal to, on a Friday night, have a bottle of wine? You know, it's Friday. Does that serve you? Is that helping you? Is it maybe it's neither good nor bad. Some habits are just neutral, right? But if it's something that you want to change, or if messes up your Saturday because you have a headache, maybe you could even just start with just to have a bottle of wine, right? I do enjoy a glass of wine on a Friday night, but I'd only do one because if I have more than one, I'll get a headache and then my Saturday's messed up. So what feels normal? It's that, you know, the all things you've always done, what feels normal because that's what you've always done, but maybe it's not serving the way you want to be in the world. Only you can answer these questions, my friend. Only you can answer these questions. And where are you maybe confusing what's familiar with what's aligned? Which is just another way to say something you're always doing with something that's more aligned with how you want to be. I always do this, but I'd prefer my life to be like this. Familiar versus aligned. We have another break. Can you believe this? Oh my goodness, they just keep coming. So while you're contemplating that, run and get your pad of paper so that you can, or your little journal notebook so that you can start to write down, ask yourself what your unconscious habits are. And you don't have to change all of them, just pick the ones that you want to work on. Not all at once. Pick only one, okay? One or two, maybe. Don't try to change it all at once. This is Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
So Christine thinks I need to have Heather's Hypnotic Habit Handbook. That'll be my next book. By the way, I do actually have another book coming out. It's a collaboration book. Thank you, Christine, for reminding me. It's a collaboration book. It's due out on Mother's Day, which is perfect because it's called The Values of Women. And I am the lead author on it. It's a collaboration among nine authors. My coach, he has the Values Inspired Coaching. He is the editor of this particular book, and I wrote a chapter on community. And I was reading the full draft of all of the authors on the weekend, and it's such an interesting and inspiring book because all of these women are so different and individual, and their stories are I just find fascinating. And some of these people are my friends, and I'm reading their stories, and there's things in there that I did not know about them that created the way that they are and how they operate in the world. And it's an amazing book. So watch the Values of Women will be coming out soon. And your values do create who you are, right? And sometimes you actually are not living in alignment with your values because you've created a habit that has kept you safe versus aligned with your values, right? Our Hypnotic Habit Handbook. You can write that on the cover of your journal. Your hypnotic, Heather's hypnotic habit. I can't even say it. So think about this. Think about this. What is one habit that you could develop that would help you to keep coming back to yourself? Sometimes it feels too overwhelming to think of all of these things that we do, all of these habits that we have, that it's too much. It feels like it's too much work to figure out what they all are. Are they working? Are they not working? Do they serve me? Do they not serve me? That's why I said right before the break to only choose one if you're going to change one, right? So when we're in the alignment lab or even in with my coaching clients, we choose one thing to work on because that is a manageable size of something for you to work on. But if you feel like it's too overwhelming to look at what your current habits are, what's one habit that you can create that will help you come back to how you want to be? And this is another powerful way to do it if you're feeling like the way looking at your current circumstances are too much, because when you're creating a new habit about something you want to start looking at, or something that you want, some habit that you see is more in alignment, it's going to, by default, affect your old habits. And actually, that's the premise of the Thriving Life method, which is the method that I use, because we look at six aspects of your life, and they could all feel like they need work, but we only pick one because we know that working on one thing is going to impact the rest. So if you picked one habit that would help you come back to being more in line with the life that you want to live, or how you want to feel. Like, forget about this, I want material. Sometimes we the life we want to live, we put these material parameters on it. Instead, go for a feeling. How do I want to feel every day? Sometimes that's an easier one to access. So, how do I want to feel on a daily basis? What habit can I have or develop or start to work on or start to implement that I think would help me feel that more often, knowing that nothing is 24/7, right? There's inhales and there's exhales. There's awake, there's asleep, there's coming and going. Nothing is ever constant. The constant is change. So the more that we can work on one habit and make it more regular, the more it'll show up. And maybe one habit is presence. Maybe you just want to develop a habit of presence. That one habit of being present before you make a decision, or before you take an action, or before you make a choice, that one habit will change your entire life. And you won't be present all the time. I've tried. You won't be present all the time, which is okay, because then you'd be exhausted. You probably wouldn't even be able to last the whole day. But if you become present more to choices, like just have like every time, if any time any just have one habit. Here's one habit. Anytime anyone asks you something, before you answer them, take a breath, not just a little breath, a deep breath. They might think you didn't hear them. You can just say, hold on, if you need to. They'll get used to the fact that you pause. Have a pause and then answer. And you might notice that if you take that pause right before you answer something in a different way, which is an incredibly powerful habit to develop, right? Have one pause, one breath, before you answer a question. Even if you know the answer, just have a pause. It gives your brain that moment to get itself together, to be intentional, to be aware, to make a different choice if it wants to. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? Nothing can go wrong by being more aware and more intentional. So, once you start doing that, it's going to start to feel more normal. People will start to be used to the fact. I have a friend who always pauses before she answers a question. Always. And when I first met her, it was confusing to me. But now I know, because I look at her face when I ask her a question, I can see that she's considering. Every time I ask her a question, there's a consideration before an answer, which is such a powerful way to be. She's a very powerful woman. So I'm going to invite you to try that. Try that one pause before you answer a question. I'm Heather, and this is Illuminate Your Worth, my friend. Make sure you go over to illuminateyourworth.com. Come and talk to us. Come and hang out with us. We're a really awesome bunch of people. Make sure you tune in next week and choose something different this week for you. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.